I got invited here by some Germans, and I was sleeping there, and then I realized this is, you know, this is very Masonic. You know. There's the square here for the square and compass, you know, it's the base of a pyramid. And here's the compass, the circle, and it's 1/4 out of the circle, you know. So there are 3/4 left. So it says the concept of 3, and also the colors are predominantly pharaonic. There's a lot of red for the Père Tasser, the red house, the nobility. Here's blue for the war, and in the middle there's white for the Perhet, the White House. But funny enough, it is in the square, which is really chaotic, because this is stands for humanity, and there is also it's in 3D. See, humanity is more down, where of course the square, the base of the pyramid is. And so this is definitely Masonic, which a lot of paintings are. So I wonder if they know it. You know, it looks expensive, these sort of things, you know. And the funny thing is, out of the circle, it's not entirely like a square, but I think the surface is a square, because it is like here, a bit more to the left, and here it's a little bit more down. So, you know, if it would be exactly like a square, it would be here a little bit more into the middle, and here as well. So I guess the surface, if you know what I mean, is exactly 1/4. So it does say the concept of 3 and 4, so it has absolutely everything. And in the middle here, it is the Ordo ab Chao. You know, this is really chaotic here in the middle. This is humanity. And on top here, it's more like, it's more orderly, you see. So this is absolutely Masonic. Here's some gold, you know, and here as well. It's funny, here's a little square which is golden, so, you know, which means this is the people as well, but the ones who collaborate, I suppose, you know, a little part of the people who collaborate with these here, the circle, and this is the whole bunch of the bulk of humanity, like chaos, sunk, it says, you know, sunk into chaos here. This is sunk into chaos. Well, there you go. So, Pharaoh, me, surviving another day. It's quite obvious that the other square here for the humanity that collaborates with Pharaoh here, with the our masters, they are here in gold, and they are on the platform, so to speak, which is like higher, which is not in the in the abyss here. This is the abyss where humanity is, like is. And if you want to collaborate, you know, have a key position, and you end up in gold and have a nice life, and you're in the upper region, like it's everything is here. And here's like blue for the war, which is next to the collaborators, of course. You know, do a war for them, then you can collaborate, and you end up in gold, in the upper echelons, right? Here's another company logo, you know, German. Look at the L, why did they put the L like this, you know, it's a square. And if there's a square, there must be the compass. Oh, look, there it is, you know, all the circles here. It says square and compass, you know. Nice. So, it says gearing up for tomorrow. With Freemasonry. Now look, this is a little sealing bag here. You know, seal it here. By IKEA. In German, that means Idioten kaufen einfach alles. So here you see a lot of squares on it in two colors. So there is a square,
here, many squares. So where's the compass? Well, look at it. Each row, it has well, not every row, but this row here, it has the one in the middle, it has four dark blue squares and three light blue squares, seven altogether. So it says the square and compass, it says the concept of three and the concept of four. And this one, the one going down, it has eight, and the one going up here, one more, it has three light blue ones and four dark blue squares. So it does say the square and compass, you know, it says the concept of three and the concept of four. So it says square and compass all over. There's a whole bunch of squares. Might be interesting to know how many squares are actually. It's everywhere. They're crazy with all their signs and symbols. That it's sickening. It's like you know, it's stronger than they're being pushed to do this sort of, you know. Actually, here's a circle in the R with a compass, but okay, well, that might be a bit far-fetched, isn't it? So this is Joan of Arc. You can see it's entirely in the nature. It's really beautiful. It's gorgeous here. And I'm at a place called Murbach in German, because this is Alsace. Murbach in Bach, it means a little like river, or, you know, a current, like. And of course there's a lot of fleur de lis and a sword on the coat of arms. And as I told you, well, she didn't, you know, she was not sent by God or something, because her first general, he was the first serial killer in France. His name was Gilles de Rais. The first serial killer that was documented in France, and who sodomized and tortured about 200 boys, young boys, to death. And this is what I wanted to show you. This here is from the 7th century. So it's from the year 600. So, and as I already told you before, the first stone builders, before the castles, were the monasteries. So this was a monastery. There's a lot of which is already, you know, it's not here anymore. So imagine, this is like 1,400 years old, from the year 600. And so here you can see that before the before they came with armies and building the castles, they came with religion and to turn our heads like upside down. So we believe this idea that, you know, some power in the sky is going to defend us, and, you know, don't defend yourself and be obedient and all this, you know. There I see an obelisk. So they came first to attack our mines, and then they came with armies and built the castles and to attack us physically. That's very smart, you know. So here it is. So it's not the 7th century, it's the 8th century, 728. Well, that's old enough, you know. Amazing. This is what it looked like before, but it's, you know, it's this, the whole part is gone, you know, it's fell apart. It's Benedictine. L'Abbaye Princière, it means the Prince's Abbey, the Abbey of the Princes. Well, it says, doesn't say in English, only here in German, here in French. But it's amazing.
This is like Egypt, you know, these two towers of something in you know, the construction in Egypt.
So this is from 1878. And there is the concept of 3 and 4. There you go.
So it says they need money. It was founded, here it says. Fondé, it means founded, it's almost the same word, in 728. And they said it was the most powerful abbey here. And this here, it's of course inside there's a square and the whole thing is in a red square. So the concept of 4, and then there's a lot of triangles for the concept of 3. So it says square and compass. Well, of course it does. You know, it's the organization around it. I don't know why it's like crying here, you know, like tears, 3 tears here, 3 tears and again 3 tears. Here's some statues here, but I'm not sure if they're old. I'm not sure. They don't look old somehow. It's interesting anyway. What is this thing again? Karnak, I think, you know, where the Egypt. Oh yes, so they are old. It's the same sort of, it's the same style. This is like in the Freemason Lodge in Colmar, remember? It's a bit Arabic-like. So apparently this is the guy who founded the, well, it looks more like a church, but it looked, or the abbey, it looks more like a cathedral. Right? His name is Permin. In 727. He says, this is my cathedral, putting his finger on it. So here's the entrance. Of course we're gonna have a look at the coat of arms. And the coat of arms, it seems to be like a dog. Which probably means, you know, they see us as dogs, you know. And it has a chain around his neck. You know, for our masters, we're just dogs, right? Why else would they put a dog on it, you know? And so here you see that again, this is the coat of arms of the little village. It's a dog with a big chain around his neck. Yeah, we're just dogs to them, eh? Black dogs. It's black and white. They don't do anything without a reason. So the whole thing is in the middle of a forest. You know, it's everywhere forest. Oh, this is probably the garden of the abbey. A little pond. A nice little poem. You know, there's surely a reason that he has his two fingers on it here. Which is kind of a weird position, you know. And here, oh, there it is, Templar's cross. And another Templar's cross, like the Pope is having. And Templar's cross. And So there is something. Well, only because this is, you know, before the era of the Templars, actually. But the idea of making a horizontal rule already existed in this time. So here, in fact, where you see the two pillars, look, there's a... Oh, no. I thought it was a Templar's cross, but it isn't. It's the sort of a Visicapaitis. Well, it's a circle for the compass, and there's these four things for the concept of four. Tu veux voir, regarde. C'est pas un croix de Templier, mais ça, comme ça. Dragons. Huh. Anyway, it's old. Very nice.
Harp, probably, or whatever.
Now everything belonged to them here, you know, and still does. You think they're gone? You think they're just gone? Don't be daft. Of course they're not. Everything here belonged to them and still does. When they don't talk about them in the media doesn't mean they're gone. Don't be daft, you know. And those who sort of think that the jaywalkers are the ones, you know, then where did the transition happen? From these in power to the jaywalkers, like, eh? Where did that happen? Well, it never did happen. This pharaoh is still in power. Don't be daft, yeah? You use your brains. And there are no castles from before the year 1000. These are the first stonesies, the first stone builders. Europeans are tribes like Indians, living in dirt huts like in Africa, walking around with a bow and arrow like the Indians. Until our masters came, eh? They taught us everything. Because they liked our women, who made an alliance with them, most of them. You know, women like the system. This is the system. Ah, no castles from before the year 1000. Maybe one or two. They built like in stone, like in Egypt. Karnak, obelisks, pyramids. This is Pharaoh, mate.
So here we have a set of needles here. They look really nice, you know, like chromed and all this. It says Prima, you know, that's Italian for being the first. And so here we got one of them here. Look, it looks really nice, all chromed and all that. So now you see it's all chromed and it's all shiny,
Looks like a good material. Look at that, you know. So, let's see what I'm going to do with it now. Look, I take it in my two fingers here. And, look, I just broke it. What a quality, eh? I was, you know, sewing just in some cotton, you know, nothing really serious. And I already broke two of them, just, you know. So I don't know what kind of a material this is, but this is not metal, you know. It's just garbage. It just, you know, they're just selling us garbage, you know. So you have to buy it and buy it again, just like the tent and all this. You know, just garbage. No other word for it. It's part of the big lie, you know, like everything is a lie. Yeah, everything is a lie. And all these companies, they all belong to Pharaoh, you know. It all belongs to Pharaoh. Garbage. So I hope you can see it. It's sort of a, can't get it any nearer. We have an idea now, eh? Just selling us garbage. I guess the real needles, you know, that it's only for the elite now, you know, you have to give a lot of money for it. And you can see already, you know, things getting more expensive and... So this is the war against China, probably, and the economical war. No more products are gonna be more expensive because it's no more Chinese fabricating them. Needles, right? I don't know if I can still call it a needle. I don't know. It's more like... no needle. Now these are no needles. It's more like noodles. These are noodles and no needles. I need something better than these noodles.
Yummy. Pharaoh's plague. Me.